Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron urging President Trump to stick with the Iranian nuclear accord, arguing there is no plan B. Appearing on the U.S. program Fox News Sunday, Mr. Macron agrees the 2015 Iran deal is not perfect. He also spoke about the similarities between him and Mr. Trump.
We have a very special relationship because both of us are probably the maverick of the systems on both sides. I think President Trump's election was unexpected in your country, and probably my election was unexpected in my country. And we are not part of the classical political system.
French leader begins a state visit to Washington today. President Trump says the United States has given up nothing ahead of his planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. While Pyongyang has already curtailed its nuclear weapons development, President Trump called Pyongyang's announcement about its nuclear missile program big progress. Striking Zimbabwean nurses who were sacked last week as they sought better wages have been told by their union to report back to work. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga accused the 16,000 striking workers of a politically motivated walkout. Zimbabwean National Union said the strike had become politicized. It filed a legal challenge to the mass firing. Syrian government forces use warplanes, helicopters, artillery to pound districts of the capital held by the Islamic State group in a bid to enforce an evacuation deal reached with the militants last week. UN Refugee Agency says two Palestinian refugees, a father and a son, were killed during the fighting at the Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus. This is VOA News. Islamic State said one of its suicide bombers blew up outside a voter registration center that was in the Afghan capital Kabul Sunday, killing nearly 60 people, wounding more than 100 others, the country preparing to hold parliamentary elections in October. Indiana University scholar Nazif Shirani tells VOA both the IS group and Taliban have a hatred for the Shiite Muslim community in Afghanistan.
In particularly anti-Hazara, a segment of the population in Afghanistan. So they have been consistent in targeting Shia sites and Hazara community in the past, and this is no surprise at all given their hatred towards this particular sectarian community.
It was the deadliest blast in Kabul since some 100 people were killed in January by a bomb concealed in an ambulance. Protests continuing in Yerevan late on Sunday with thousands of Armenians gathering in the city's center despite earlier attempts by police to break up the march with batons and shields. Police in Armenia detained three opposition leaders and nearly 200 protesters, drawing a rebuke from the European Union after demonstrators demanded that the newly appointed Prime Minister Serge Sarkisian quit. Prime Minister spoke on Armenian TV where he told the interviewer he had not learned a lesson as evidenced by his questions. He said the tensions in Armenia are something for which he is not responsible. Protesters are accusing Sarkisian of clinging to power after Parliament made him prime minister this month, following a stint of 10 years as president. In the biggest political crisis in a decade, tens of thousands of his opponents have marched through the capital, Yerevan, striking, blocking the streets, and staging sit-ins. Police in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee, are searching for men who killed four people, wounded several others early on Sunday with a rifle at a restaurant. Police spokesman Don Aaron identified the man as 29-year-old Travis Ranking.
There is a chance that Ryan King at this moment is at large with two other weapons. At this point, we do not know where he is.
Suspect fled after a customer tackled and wrestled the gun away, threw it away. Police recovered two weapons, but the gunman is believed to be armed with two more. In Paraguay, the ruling Colorado Party candidate easily won the country's presidential election on Sunday. 46-year-old Marlo Abdo campaigned on a pro-business, anti-corruption, low-tax platform to encourage foreign investment in agricultural production. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.